This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to talk with you about lots of things that are pertinent to what's going on. Success at the American Family Farmer. I guess I would first call your attention to our podcast that we have. Some of the recent podcasts, I've been very proud, actually, of the information that's been passed along. And let's face it, what I'm here to do is to help people who are in the farming business try to succeed, try to survive. It is tough. I was participating in it was an hour and a half long conference call the other day, focused on how to save land, how to get land into the hands of conservationists or farmers or whatever it is, to keep them. And I found even among farm people, some of the young ones, the ignorance as to how programs work and what's out there and available. Is really interesting. And I think, and also getting to know your local legislators. All farmers should know, if you're from a town, you should know all the members of the Board of Selectmen. You should know all the members of the Board of Health. You should know people who are in Congress. You're a local congressman. You should have the state rep on your dial-up, or what do you call it, your Rolodex or whatever. All of these people should be folks that know you and you know them, because otherwise the way of life that we are trying to protect is going to go down the drain, because these people, without the pressure that comes from interest, special interest groups, the amount of money they're getting from the big drug companies, from big ag, big pharma, is going to far outweigh whatever influence you have on them. And that's the way they go. They go the way of the wind, the way the wind blows, and it usually contains some money. So in order to protect and to enhance what you're doing, my recommendation would be to get to know everybody politically in your town, all the bureaucrats, your state rep, state senator, your congressman, and your senator, if you can get to them from your state, because they really are ignorant when it comes to farm issues. They just are, at least in my neck of the woods, they are. Massachusetts, they don't know from nothing about what's going on. And I find that to be very distracting. So that leads me into some of the serious inequities in the Trump farm bailout program that have been pointed out before. And the more people investigate it, the more outrageous it becomes. Who got the money, how they got it, what it didn't do for the farmer. And this is the kind of thing that brings me around to wondering about how it is that people decide to support various folks. If you really know, if you got help from Trump, or it was from Trump, from the government, from the other taxpayers in the country, then, okay, you're going to feel okay about the perhaps bailout. But if you didn't, like so many farmers didn't get anything or not much of anything, then you start to ask, well, what was this program for? And then you look into it and you see all the people on Park Avenue in New York and Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach that got the money, and you think, wow, what an outrage this is. So something to think about at any rate. I'm Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Sprintern here.
And Paul.
Everyone is trying to tell you how you can spend your tax refund.
At Sprint, we're doing things differently. We're saying, keep it.
Exactly, because now you can get the amazing iPhone 11 with the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer.
In any condition.
Seriously, in any condition.
That's right. Keep your tax refund and get the amazing iPhone 11. And because Sprint likes doing things differently, they're offering a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Well, I think their network and savings are great. You don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out and see for yourself.
What a way to take it to 11.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 11 64GB, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. Requires unlocked trade-in, 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines of service within 30 days.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
The campaign kickoff you've been waiting for.
Give your candidate or your business a kickstart with custom print products from Staples.
And right now at Staples, save 25% when you order 2 or more signs, posters, or banners. Some products are available same day when you order by 2 p.m.
Give your campaign a jumps.
There's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20. Must order 2 or more of same item for discounts. See store or staples.com/print25 for full details.
This is the American Family Farmer. Our conversation this week, in-depth conversation, is with Steve Gellerman, who's the founder of Ian's Natural Foods. He's been in the food industry for a number of years. He's also known as Mr. Banana. So I guess we got to start there. First, tell us about Ian's Natural Foods and then how you got to handle Mr. Banana, Steve, will you?
Yeah, sure. And thanks, Doug. So I've always been in the food business. My parents were in the food business, and actually my grandparents were in the food business. And growing up, my parents owned supermarkets and a manufacturing facility, so they produced food under the USDA inspection, and they sold it everywhere. Mm-hmm. So as a kid, I kind of grew up in that, and like every other kid, and so most guys out there, we all love toys, you know? So when I used to go to the manufacturing facility, they were just giant toys everywhere, even though they were food manufacturing machines, but to me, it was giant toys, and it was a lot of fun. So I always liked the food industry. So when I grew up, I opened up my own manufacturing facility. And then we started producing products, and I always kept it on the healthy side. You know, I always stayed away from chemicals and additives and fake colorings and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm going back way before it was a thing. And when I had kids, Ian, from Ian's Natural Foods, you know, you start looking at what you're feeding your kid. You know, you go to the doctor and say, eat this, eat that. So we started, you know, buying when he got old enough to start, like, eating chicken nuggets and stuff like that. We started, you know, looking at what is in a chicken nugget. And long story short, once I found out, that's how I got into Ian's Natural Foods and decided to produce a line of food for kids that was all clean and, you know, non-GMO, no antibiotics, no hormones, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that's how I got into that. So I did that in the 2000s, sold it in 2004, and stayed on for a couple of years with them. So fast forward, and I've always been in the branding business. I've always been staying in the health food industry. And about 3 years ago, I had these, I live right down the street from FAU, and there was a contest where the school said, hey, okay, kids, come up with a product and a business idea to go along with that product. And the kids came up with what is now our Banana Wave today. When it was being judged, the panel, a friend of mine was on the panel, and he called me up. He says, hey, you got to come over here and check this out. And I live right down the street. So I went over, and, of course, I'm walking over there thinking, what the heck is banana milk? I don't know what that is. Huh. And then I got over there. And they, you know, I met them, they handed me a glass of the stuff, and me being the serial entrepreneur that I am, I think I actually, after I tasted it, I think my face went blank for like 60 seconds, and I'm like running through my head, okay, I'm like, oh my God, this stuff is amazing, it tastes like a liquid banana, it's delicious, I gotta find someone to pack it, if I go to this guy, I can do this, and oh, I'm going to have this guy, Dan, I'm going to have him design the package. And I'm racing all this stuff through my head, and he's like snapping his fingers in front of me. He goes, hello? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm here. And I just got hooked on it right away. The stuff wasn't anything like I thought it was going to be. It's a delicious, creamy.
What did you think it was going to be?
I don't know. I'm walking over. They go, how do you take banana? What are they doing? Mashing up bananas and putting it in a glass with water and stirring it? I didn't know what it was.
And sounds like a banana smoothie to me. Sounds like an early banana smoothie in a manner of
speaking.
Well,
that's kind of what I was thinking. But when they said banana milk, I'm like, well, I know what a smoothie is, but I don't know what banana milk is. Mm-hmm. And so now that I'm doing this, that's kind of, long story short, that's how I get the name Mr. Banana.
Mr. Banana. But they didn't tell you that bananas don't have mammary glands, and therefore it's not really milk. They didn't tell you that, right?
No, you know, that was not in the manual on the first day.
One other thing, whenever I have you've grown. First, before I inject a few interesting ideas here into the conversation, let's see how you've matured. So you had banana milk, and then this is the first non-dairy product that was made from whole bananas. Then what happened after that? Where you started a company, you've graduated, or you've added to your list of products. Why don't you bring us along through that?
Sure. So, well, first, the website, if anyone wants to reference any of this, it's Banana Wave, like an ocean wave. So it's bananawave.love, L-O-V-E. So when we started with the original, which was bananas and oats and vanilla, and we go through this special process with filtered water, and we create our delicious banana milk. And then we added on a chocolate banana version and a strawberry banana version, and it's a shelf-stable product. And you go into the stores. It's not in the dairy case. It's in the grocery aisles, you know, where you buy your plant-based milks that are not refrigerated. It's in that brick-shaped container, and it's bright yellow. Can't miss it. And then we also came out with an 8-ounce version, which I call our lunchbox, with the straw in the back, which you can buy on Amazon.Prime. Oh, I'm sorry, Amazon.com, Amazon Prime. And we now have mango banana is coming out in 8 weeks, which is my favorite. I love
mango.
It.
Mango banana. Yeah. This stuff isn't cheap. I've just gone to your website. It's $9.25 for a box of this. What is there a gallon? How much is in? How much is in?
So clarification on that one. That's not us selling it. That's third party dollars. If you go into the markets, you know, we're in a lot of supermarkets out there, including, you know, you can buy it on Amazon. You know, and it's about $3.99. We just got into Sprouts nationally. Yeah. And they're at $3.79. So, you know, we're priced to kind of where we should be. But those guys on Amazon that are selling it for $9, frankly, I have no idea why anyone's buying it off
would
of that.
It. Right. Not at that price, anyway. All right, continuing with Steve Gellerman, who's the founder of Ian's Natural Foods. We're talking about various types of liquid that some people call milk. Not yours truly, but they're very interesting and they're very healthy. Many of these things are great for you. I just object to them being called milk for obvious reasons because I'm a dairy farmer and that's where my bona fides are. But this is a good idea for people who are looking for things to add perhaps to what you have in your farm store. The combination of families, farm, and food is the focus here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a credit card warning. For those of you farmers, people that are connected to the land, people who are working, kind of burning both ends of the candle, if you've spent more in credit card, or you have more in credit card debt than you can pay off, I have a really good suggestion for all of you. This is a way to reduce your payments to a fraction of what you owe and get yourself out from underneath. Call 800-560-6760 and talk to folks at Credit Card Debt Hotline. See what, through their consultation, they can help you. Maybe it'll work for you, maybe it won't, but you won't know if you don't call and get the free info. 800-560-6760. This is not a scam. It's not a come on. It's just about information. It's a plain and simple business. After you get the advice and you decide to use them to get rid of your debt, then you make the business arrangement. But it really is worth your while to get the free advice at any rate. So start at 800-560-6760 for the Credit Card Debt Hotline. Pretty much the name says it all. 800-560-6760.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful
thing. It's the American Family Farmer weekly presentation. The ideas that I have from my experience as a farmer, I've been around cows all my life. I'm a dairy guy, not a produce guy, but I also have a lot of interests in varying types of agricultural pursuits, and I'm here to have you understand how you may make your business better by getting involved with some of the, I don't know that this is, I just find this to be fascinating, mostly because I have such a strong feeling. There's Steve Gellerman is with me from Ian Natural Foods. There was a report that was issued this week by one of the medical associations, Steve. The focus was on natural cow milk and what the right thing for children was. You know, you've heard for years the anti-fat bunch have said, oh, no, you got to feed your children 2% milk or 0% fat milk because that's better for them and they won't get fat. Well, come to find out that's exactly the opposite of what's true. The regular full-flushed milk is what is most available. I mean, what's most practical and what's best for your children. So I wonder where all of these various milks, and I put in quotation marks, these liquids like the banana milk come in when it comes to health. They taste good, but do they offer the same sort of nutrition that you can get from drinking a glass of whole milk?
Relative to kids, I mean, we put on our package that it is not a substitute for infant milk. And I agree with you. I mean, the kids do need the fat from the milk to, you know, for brainstem growth and health. And so, I mean, our product is more geared towards, you know, adults, 15 plus. And that's what it's for. I mean, we use it, you can drink it by itself. You can have it in a smoothie, on cereal. You know, we're not really saying that it's a substitute for milk. You know, it's like, we're not saying don't drink milk, drink this. It's a part of your diet like anything else. We're not an extremist in any way. You know, we don't go out there and say, hey, don't drink this, drink that. We just provide, a product which we feel tastes great. We know there's a lot of people out there, including myself, that grew up and still do today eating bananas every day.
Yeah, I have a banana every day. I love bananas. Yeah, If
you're going to eat a banana every day, like a lot of people do,
why not drink a banana?
I say try this. Why not drink a banana?
Drink a banana.
You know, we put the oats in it. We put the vitamins into it. I mean, we have 60% of the recommended daily allowance of vitamin B12, and that's something you have to get from, as a supplement or eat it in something else. Your body is not generating B12, but it's also one of the most important vitamins out there. It helps your body convert food into energy. So if you're lacking B12, you're going to be sluggish, you're going to be tired. So for students out there, taking exams or going to class, pay attention. You got to have your B12. It's good for athletes. I mean, I drink the stuff when I go to the gym. I used to drink water, like everybody else does. You drag around a bottle of water, but now I sip on a little 8-ounce banana milk while I'm working out. And I got to tell you, and my friends now all swear by it, and people I talk to that I got hooked on this, they have better workouts. They're less fatigued. You got the potassium in there for recovery.
Yeah.
That's really what this product is for. You want to make a smoothie. You don't want to start buying a million things. You pour this into some protein, and boom, you got yourself a smoothie all ready to go.
Next half hour, I want to get into some of the other kinds of products that supposedly are substitutes for milk or being sold against milk, the so-called milk wars. As we have the drinking, I don't like goat's milk, for example. I'd rather drink cow's milk. It depends on what you've grown up around. And a lot of the millennials are probably responding well to your message. Steve Gellerman, founder of Ian's Natural Foods, with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump sending his condolences after a gunman opens fire at a Molson Coors brewery complex in Milwaukee yesterday.
Taking the lives of five people. A number of people were wounded, some badly wounded. Our hearts break for them and their loved ones.
The five killed were all employees. Then the gunman apparently took his own life, police identifying him as a 51-year-old Milwaukee man who did work at the complex. Earlier, police had claimed he had been recently fired. The president spoke of those shootings in Milwaukee before beginning a coronavirus outbreak briefing at the White House. He says he's putting Vice President Mike Pence in charge of the administration's response to it. The president also saying the risk of the illness is still very low in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest honey.
Questioning milk and what is it? What's it all about? Steve Gellerman is here, founder of Ian's Natural Foods on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. So beside banana, and I've noticed that some of the other companies, the big companies, are probably trying to push you around a little bit here. Nestle's is into a banana-flavored milkshake, but it probably has a lot of chemicals in it. I'm guessing yours doesn't have anything. You've got to read the label. That's the thing. Always, no matter what you're buying, read the label. That's the smartest thing you can do. Anyway, you have now it is Ian's Natural Foods producing other products like almond and coconut and rice and soy and oat, products that are liquid. You notice I'm not using the term milk with them.
Yeah. No, Ian's, they don't do anything like that. I mean, as far as I know, and again, I haven't been involved with them since 2007.
Yep.
You know, since I've been doing Banana Wave after that. But no, I don't think they're doing anything. But there are a lot of other companies out there. I mean, you know, there's tons of. There's almond milk, soy milk, rice milk, hemp milk, cashew milk, hazelnut, yep. Peanut, pea. There's just so many of them out there. And, you know, for better or worse, everyone has, you know, their favorite or why they drink whatever they drink. And
well, there certainly is an interest in plant-based milks. I mentioned millennials a few minutes ago. It would seem to me that's the market for this sort of thing. in the marketplace. That you just went through that whole list of them. It seems that almond milk is getting more attention or has more oomph to it than anything else. Is that just because of the promotion, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, almond milk has been around for a long time, and, you know, I think soy milk was the first alternative one that was out there. But, I mean, they're getting a lot of press now because, you know, everybody's now talking about, of course, you know, the impact on the environment and how much water it takes to grow the almonds. That's out there. There's some negative press out there about that. And, of course, now is also the issue with the bees in California. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, they go to, I don't know what they call, beekeepers, bee farmers, whatever they call them.
Beekeepers. Yep.
Beekeepers. So they go to the beekeepers and they, you know, they rent or use these bees to grow their almonds and pollinate the almonds. And it's, for whatever reason, there's a record number of the bees. I think it was one third of the bees died at the end of the season, and they feel that it's just the amount of resources it's taking to grow the almonds with the increase in the demand of almond milk that is obviously having some severe negative impact on the environment. So,
there are a lot of people who say, a lot of people say cows have a negative impact on the environment. And I love people to bring that up. Oh, the methane gas, horrible, it's going to kill us all. And then I say, please come with me to my farm. I would like you to follow a cow around a little bit and watch what happens when the cow poops. Look at the grass. Let's say you follow the cow around, you see where the fresh poop is, and the next day you go back to where the poop is, and you see around the poop is a huge round circle of green. The grass is much greener around where the poop was deposited. And then somebody says to me, well, why is that, Doug? And I say, because in the four stomachs that the cow has, there are all kinds of things that are being digested and created in there. And when those microbes come out at the end in the poop and they get into the soil, they actually enhance the value. Those little microbes are getting into the soil, oxygenating it, feeding it, giving it life. So that, for me, is much more important than any methane gas conversation anybody will have, because without this kind of soil, you know, we all know that modern agriculture today is not only screwing the customer, but the land is being abused because they take stuff out of the land, don't put it back in. So the fertilizers that are used enhance the plant, they don't enhance the land. So you need stuff like cow manure to help the land hold on to its value. At any rate, there are those sorts of things, whether the public gets into it, whether they understand it. But I love, I'm being facetious, these unidimensional thinkers who say, this is terrible, you got to stop doing it tomorrow, let's kill all the cows.
My position and the company's position, you know, we're not extremists. We provide a product that tastes good. We're not saying don't drink dairy by any means.
Yeah.
We're just selling banana milk. And actually, to your point before about calling it milk, you know, I actually struggled with what to call it. And we were looking at trying the different things to call it. But, for better or worse, the industry has already, you know, labeled this type of product as being milk. And we took some focus groups and we called it other things. And unless we called it banana milk, nobody had a clue what it was. I mean, almond milk and soy milk, I agree with you. They're not milks, but they're milk alternatives. But the industry has already coined what that type of product is, so that's what we have to call it, or else no one will know what it is.
Right. No, I understand that. It's really it's clear that you need to have a close identity. The various types of milk, I don't know what you know about oat milk. I'm not that familiar with it. I mean, I see all the stuff, coconut milk and rice milk and soy milk. Soy doesn't do much for me. I think that the soy is kind of dangerous, or what I've read about it. The oat milk, though, what do you know about oat milk?
So we do use oat milk. I mean, that's actually the base of our product. We actually develop make it from scratch, you know, like everyone else. And we made this really nice, creamy oat milk, and that's what we add our bananas to. And we actually use fresh bananas that we puree, and we have them made for us in Costa Rica to our own spec, so they stay yellow, they're sweeter, they're thicker. Anyone out there who's using banana puree would know it's usually a more watery brown color, and it goes through a much more severe process. But, I mean, if you look at the impact, you know, if we're talking about environmental impact, there's been tons of studies out there that actually say that oats is actually the most sustainable one out there. But that's not even why we use it. We use it because it's very high in beta-glucan, which is a fiber. And, again, our product is all about health. You know, bananas have the potassium and the fiber and the probiotics. And, you know, we're just trying to create something that is something that people will like, enjoy, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. And the beta-glucan and the fiber goes right along. I mean, bananas and oats, you can't go wrong. Are healthy, it helps you maintain your weight. And it just, you know, as a base for our product, it works. It works really well. So it was a perfect fit for us for our oat milk. And personally, I'm not a, you know, I like it better than almond milk and coconut and rice and soy. I mean, I used to drink soy when it first came out.
Not
and
me.
When I switched to, I did. And then I switched to almond milk, and then I went from almond milk to our banana milk. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, I feel better. I actually lost weight drinking it. I drink it for breakfast most days. Mm-hmm. And it fills you up, and it has nutritional value. So I don't know if you know, but most of these milks out there, these alternative milks, actually have very little of what it is. So,
like it's garbage.
For almond milk, it's 2% almonds.
Yeah, it's
garbage. And it's 98% water. It's just water.
Yeah.
So our banana milks, I mean, we start, you know, we have more oats than that to begin with, and then we add 25% banana on top of that with Madagascar vanilla, and then we have all the vitamins in there, and, you know, it just makes, it's food. I mean, that's what I tell everybody. It's actually food in that container. It's just not a container full of water that we're calling milk. It's really a great product.
Steve Gellerman from Ian's Natural Foods here. A few more minutes with him talking about whether athletes would be interested. Is this good for your children if they're athletic or for professional athletes? Meanwhile, we're talking about health and wellness. Calitrin is a significant leader in helping people maintain weight or get to the point where they are going to have a weight they want to maintain. Calitrin is the number one product, a natural product, the drug-free, stimulant-free product that's being used by people all around the country now, all around the world. Distribution of Calitrin has gone to Europe and South America. It's pretty easy for you to understand once you realize what it's all about. It's a formula that contains collagen protein and aloe vera, aimed at pushing the fat out of your body. And when you go on the program and stay with it for about 6 months, it'll provide you not only with a way to lose the weight, but to keep it off. It doesn't work instantly. It's not an overnight success. But I will tell you, 86% of the people who go on this product will tell you they're successful. And that's a fabulous recommendation in and of itself. So let's go to Calitrin.com, if you please. Check out all the information that's there. I can't in 60 seconds tell you the whole story, but I can tell you that this product is really reviewed wonderfully. Look at all of the recommendations at Calitrin.com and then see what it's made. You know, just watch and listen and learn and take and do and be satisfied. Help yourself to Calitrin at Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. Special deal Valentine's weekend. You get the practical approach here is to get 6 months supply. You'll save a lot of money doing it that way. Big discounts. Use the DJV code and lose the weight guaranteed. Calitrin.com.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. you may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, back to our focus on the different kinds of milk that are around. Steve Gellerman is an expert in banana milk from Ian's Natural Foods. So athletes are told they should have this, that, and the other thing. What about athletes and these various types of milk? I still maintain they're better off drinking cow's milk than anything else, but I guess you're going to tell us that banana milk is great for athletes as well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, for most athletes, you know, you're working out, bananas are very high in potassium, which plays a significant role in metabolism, water, and chemical balance in the body, and also regulates muscle contractions, nerve impulses, and it actually regulates your heartbeat. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, before a workout, after a workout, they'll have bananas, but we've made the better banana, where we add the oats and all the vitamins, and especially the B12 for recovery. We just think it's a better product. Again, we're not saying cut out dairy. I say everything has its place, and you use it for what you want to use it for.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, well, there's a lot of different options. My point of view is pretty consistent here. I object to these things being called milk because they aren't really. They're just, you know, they're sources of protein, or yours is. I didn't know, actually. I'm not a great shopper. I tend to buy the same sorts of things all the time, and I don't like going to big grocery stores, but I've never seen banana milk before, so you enlightened me and thus us into what this product is all about. It sounds to me like it might be preferable in many ways to the almond stuff, the coconut stuff, the rice stuff, the soy stuff. So what's the website? Where would people go to find out more about the banana milk, Mr. Banana?
Yeah, so you can go to www.bananawave, again, like an ocean wave, bananawave.love, L-O-V-E, and you can find our products in H-E-B, Meijer, Jewel, Big Y, Tops, Acme, ShopRite, Food Lion, Whole Foods in Florida, Giant, Fresh Thyme, and Sprouts.
All right, Steve, thanks very much. Good luck as you have had good luck. Continued success here. This is the Weekly American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffen, and now this comment on the American Family Farmer. There has been a lot of talk about net neutrality. I have excoriated the administration, the president administration, for cutting out, basically, or for allowing the big companies like Spectrum and Verizon and AT&T to basically skip out on rural America. So you don't have broadband, you don't have service, you don't have the kind of quality that you need to have. There's a report that's come out from the Federal Communications Commission on the number of people who have lacked now broadband, no broadband whatsoever. 21 million Americans, mostly on farms in middle America, don't have any broadband service whatsoever. It doesn't make a difference whether it's cable, DSL, fiber, wireless. But the broadband availability tracking firm Broadband Now says that even though the FCC says it's 21 million, it's probably more like 40 million. This is a disaster for rural America. And again, I'm not a politician. I'm not interested in politics. But I do want to know which side of the bread the butter is on. And I want people that are there at my behest, that is, people that I vote in, selectmen, congressmen, representative, senator, whoever it is, governors, I want them to know where I am because I'm a constituent, and without me, you don't have food. It's really that, and as we go forward here with all the issues of these huge agribusinesses and these huge mega, they're not even farms, they're just factories, pumping up milk and produce and stuff. So, they're being taken care of because they have the money to buy the broadband. They'll pay for it. What happens with the farmer? Why should I have to pay for it? The average person should have the access to this sort of thing in order to have what it amounts to these days, a normal life. So there is something that is changing. There is a new one of the private companies is launching a lot of satellites that are going to give farmers and people in rural America access once again. It'll be expensive, but at least you'll have access to broadband and to the internet and to ideas. One of the things about social media, with especially younger millennial farmers that are coming out, well, they've just grown up around this stuff and they know how to use it, but they've been frustrated, struggling, in fact, because they don't know how to, how do we access it if we don't have any broadband? And so now there's more, at least hope that that's going to be reversed, but no thanks to the current administration. One of the other things that is pretty outrageous, and again, this is not about politics, this is about reality, which you should know, and I think a lot of people aren't making up their minds yet as to who to vote for until they see who's going to actually be on the ballot. Who's going to, Klobuchar would be good because she's from a farm state. Bernie Sanders is from a farm state. Not good necessarily. Do you like all of the philosophy? But at least they're talking about it. Pete Buttigieg, Pete Maddox, I was calling Mayor Pete. He's from a farm state, so that's good. And Trump is not. Well, New York actually is a farm state, but he doesn't know anything about what's going on in northern New York. Nor does he pay much attention to what's going on in ag, because not in his wheelhouse. Otherwise, he wouldn't have chosen friend of Pence to be the agriculture secretary. So now there's here's the latest. The outrage continued. I don't mean, again, sometimes I feel like I should apologize for my points of view here because they are angry points of view sometimes. But what do you think about farm bailout money? We were just talking about the billions of dollars that went to places in America where there are no farms. How about this? The farm bailout paid Brazilian meat processors. The fact that a company in Brazil, we have all of this, these people don't want us to even know where the meat comes from. No labeling. This is the only country in the world where there's no labels. Where is the meat grown? Where are the products from? None of that stuff, thanks to the big ag interests. And so now you've got meat processors who are bringing Brazilian meat into our country. And not only that, but the farm bailout paid $250,000 to a Brazilian meat packer. How in the name of God is that good? It is beyond belief what some of these things are amounting to. And I just think you should know it. So anyway, I'll calm my outrage because time is up anyway. But a reminder again about the podcast. Don't forget, great podcast information. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcast App, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or just go to AmericanFamilyFarmer.com. I'm Doug Steffen. It's harvest time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.